this is an awesome dating app that actually requires women to make the first move.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over an online dating app called Bumble, an online dating app that puts the woman's choice first. Now, right off the bat, if this doesn't sound like the perfect online dating website for you, no worries, I got a great solution for you, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. If you'd like to take this quiz, you can do so by jumping down into the description down below, or by clicking on the link that's popping up above my head right here. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page again in the description down below, or by clicking on the link that's popping up above my head right here. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five categories. The first of which being the user demographics, then the ease of use, then the pricing, and then the key features, and then the success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is the user demographics. Bumble is a female-focused version of Tinder, allowing men to sit back and relax because the ladies are the ones who are actually going to be making the first move. This app was first created in 2014, and it has over 50 million people who have signed up for it since. On one side, so many women are tired of waiting for men to approach them first and thinking whether they will ever do it. And on the other hand, many men are tired from always having to think of new ways to impress their matches with cool one-liners or things along the lines of that to get their attention. Thankfully, Bumble changed some of these old habits and brought a new wave of freshness to the modern dating world. Women can feel very empowered on this dating app because communication is really up to them. Additionally, Bumble is not just a dating website, but also has a section called Bumble Biz and Bumble BFF that allow people to reach out and create friendships and business connections. Here's some useful statistics as well. There's almost the same number of male to female users at 50-50. 72% of Bumble users are under the age of 35, and more than 91% of users who are above the age of 22 years old have a bachelor's degree. There are around 500,000 active users each month, and Bumble is available in 150 different countries. Women have initiated contact more than 650 million times on this app, and there are around 3 million Bumble BFF users. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with our YouTube algorithm, and it pushes our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us. We super duper appreciate it. So this is moving me onto number two on my list, which is the ease of use. So let's talk about the sign up process and first steps. The initial process of signing up is very easy once the app is downloaded. All of the necessary information, such as your name, age, education, and so on, are often pulled up from your Facebook account. But in case you don't wish to share your Facebook account, you can add your phone number instead and input the confirmation code that you get. After that, you can add up the 6 photographs of yourself and let other people know what your lifestyle and life are like. And while you can sign up with your Facebook account, once you do have an account, you can also link your Instagram account. However, this can become tricky since the Bumble app shows 24 of your most recent photos from Instagram, and you can't control which ones these are, so please be sure to have presentable photos on there or don't link your account. The next part of your Bumble identity is the About Me section, which lets you add 300 characters. That sounds like a lot, however, it's only a couple of lengthier sentences, so be sure to think about what message you want to send out about yourself. Another helpful feature is the search criteria, which you can set up in case you are in the real pursuit of your other half. Bumble resembles Tinder in the way that users play the swiping game and go through each other's profiles. However, the biggest change is that to match and communicate, the first step needs to be done by a female. Women have a chance to control the whole process from swiping and liking someone to sending a first message. This way, as many of them say, they get spared from a lot of unwanted messages in times when they have to reject somebody. When women find a perfect match, they can like the profile by swiping it, and if liked back, they will only get 24 hours to get in touch with that person before the chance is lost forever. This way, they need to be sure that they want to actually meet someone. What is helpful is that matches are actually color-coded, red being the one that is about to expire, and green for BFF connections. As already said, women are the ones who choose whom to contact, however, men aren't that powerless in this game either, and they actually get one chance per day to extend the 24-hour period that women have to start a conversation. That way, they can show their match that they really want her to send that first message. When a person enters the website, they enter using its free version. This version offers all the above-mentioned options, which can lead to hookups, dating, and sometimes even serious relationships. Bumble is responsible for around 5,000 weddings and engagements, actually. On the other hand, there is also premium membership versions of the app that you can purchase as well, which do come with some extra features. But we'll get into all of that later. Bumble BFF is part of the website where you can interact with people to make friends and nothing more. You can easily switch from regular Bumble mode to Bumble BFF and search for people who are also interested in finding friends and nothing more. Bumble Biz is a third section of the site made for those who are looking for neither love nor friendships. The easiest way to describe it is a dating app version of LinkedIn. Instead of looking for a romantic date, you can look for business partners, sponsors, and valuable information about a certain industry. Bumble Hive is formed when occasional real-life events bring thousands of members together. Everyone gets invited. Bumble Dating, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz members and their profiles serve as entrance tickets. These events serve for people to meet easier and try to find connections for any activities in their lives. These events also have conferences led by numerous experts covering various topics such as how to build your career, how to pitch ideas, and so on. Bumble also has Beehive, which is a blog and a resource of everything that is related to dating. You can also read articles about how to make your profile more appealing, event announcements, what to do on a first date, Bumble updates, and more. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys a question of the day. And my question of the day today is, what is the first message, your first go-to message that you send to people once you match with them? Let us know in the comments down below. That being said, let's move on to number 3 on the list, which is the pricing. So Bumble offers 2 membership options, Premium and Boost. So Boost, being the least of the two, offers a few different perks. This includes unlimited likes, 5 super likes per week, 1 spotlight per week, and unlimited extends, rematches, and backtracks. The boost prices look like this. The shortest feature lasts for 1 week, and it costs $7.99 per week. A 1-month subscription will cost you $14.99, a 3-month subscription will cost you $29.99, and a 6-month subscription will cost you $47.99. Now, Premium, the more expensive of the 2 memberships, comes with all of those benefits plus these. You can see who is in your beeline, or see people who have sent you likes, is what that means. You can access advanced filters, and you can use travel or incognito mode. The Premium prices look like this. The shortest paid feature lasts for a week, and it's $17.99. A 1-month subscription will cost you $32.99, a 3-month subscription will cost you $66.99, and a lifetime subscription will cost you $199.99. It is super interesting to me that they offer a lifetime membership, which is actually equivalent to getting 3 different 3-month memberships together. So it's actually pretty worth it if you did think you were going to use Bumble for around a year. You can also additionally purchase super swipes and spotlights, but if you did want to do that, it's going to cost you around $1 to about $6 per piece, depending on the size of the package that you buy. I do suggest, though, that no matter what online dating website you go to sign up for, that you definitely check out our online dating website deals page. This deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. So this is going to move me onto number 4 on my list, which is the key features. As we have already said, the regular version of Bumble is free. However, in case you wish to avoid several of its drawbacks, paid features are a perfect choice for you. One of the features is called Beeline. It offers you a list of people who have already liked you, thus saving you a lot of swiping and time. The only thing you need to do is click yes and a match is made. Rematch. It allows you to reconnect with a connection which has expired before, instead of losing it forever. BusyBee. It allows you to prolong the initial 24-hour period that matches have in order to communicate with you. Besides these 3 features, these memberships also unlock multiple search features, whereas the free versions offer only 2 of them. You can also activate a boost, which will show your profile first to nearby users for a limited amount of time. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with that YouTube algorithm, and it pushes our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. This is moving me onto number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. As we've already said, Bumble is a real dating website with more than 50 million registered users in more than 150 countries and around 500,000 actually monthly users. Thus, with that broad user base, everyone has a chance to find a casual date, hookup, friend, business connection, or a serious relationship. It is important to give your best when creating the profile, since it will be a reflection of your true identity. And remember to be patient. Sometimes it takes time to find somebody interesting enough. This would be a great app for women who are sick of getting unwanted messages, and great app for guys who are sick of always having to send the first message. With a 50-50 gender split, you are sure to find somebody out there for your preferred gender as well. So if this still doesn't seem like the perfect online dating website for you, no worries, I got a great solution for you, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience. At the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. Now with that being said, if you guys want to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up from my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys our question of the day again, which was, what is your go-to response or first message that you send to a potential match? Let us know in the comments down below. That being said, please be sure you guys hit like and subscribe. Super duper appreciate it, and we'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!